Amasechta Pesachim begins with the words Or Laba Osir Boikin as a Chametz. And as the Gemara explains, Or Laba Osir means Erev Pesach in the evening. Boikin as a Chametz, we must do Bedikas Chametz. So there are a number of questions that we need to analyze as we begin our Amasechta. Or Laba Osir Boikin as a Chametz, so Mefarshim asks, is not really what happens. We're not boidik the chametz. We're boidik as a bias. We're boidik the house to see if there's chametz in the house. So shouldn't the Mishnah have said, Or Laba Osir boidik as a bias? Interesting to note, Rashi saw as Or Laba Osir, the first Rashi. Next Rashi says, L'or Haner. And Rashi says, the Gemara Mitzvashem on Daf Zayin will explain the reason. And then the next Rashi is Boitkin, Shloyava Lava Bayiro Bayimotzim. So immediately as we look at these Rashis, we discover that Rashi is, so to speak, not following the order of the Mishnah. The Mishnah first said Boitkin as a Chometz, and then said L'or Haner. And the Mishnah and Rashi reverses the order. Rashi first quotes the halacha of L'or Haner, and then the halacha of Boitkin. Tosfos asks a question. The Rashi, Divrei HaMaskil Boitkin, explained that why is Bedikas Chometz conducted Shlo Yavar Alav Ba'yiro Ba'yimotzim. As we know that during Pesach, there's an Isser or Ba'yiro or Ba'yimotzim. And therefore, we need to do Bedikas Chametz to make sure we don't have any Chametz in our possession and Chas V'Shalom be over Ba'yiro Ba'yimotzim. Ask Tosfos that the Gemara says that even if you do Bedikas Chametz, you also must do Bittel. And therefore, Tosfos' question is, that once Bittel is done, you can't be over by Yiro by Yimotza. In other words, Tosfos says, and this is the way Rav Shmuel Rizovsky explains Tosfos' question on Rashi. Certainly says Rav Shmuel Rizovsky, Rashi did not mean to say that if you did Bittel, you could still be over by Yiro by Yimotza Doraisa. Because it's very clear in the Gemara that once Bittel is done, there is no Chiv, there is no Isser, about Yiro, about Yimotzah. The question Tosfos says Rav Shmuel Rizovsky is asking is that if indeed Bittel is done, so there is no Yiro, about Yimotzah, Deraisa. And why, asks Tosfos, does Rashi seem to say that if you won't do Bedikas Chametz, you'll be over by Yiro by Yimotzah? If you already did Bittel, you wouldn't be over by Yiro by Yimotzah. And in fact, Tosfos explains that if indeed Bittel is enough to take away the Isser of by Yiro by Yimotzah, so why indeed did Chazal say that besides doing Bittel Chametz, we also have to do Bedikas Chametz? So Tosfos says two reasons. One is because since chametz is osur in Pesach, and the rest of the year we're allowed to eat chametz, so chametz therefore is a food, is something that people are very connected to, and therefore since people are so connected to chametz, Chazal saw the need that Chazal saw the need to do Bedikas Chametz even though we already did Bittel, because Loi B'dilimenei, people don't separate themselves from Chametz. Another explanation Tosfos says that we see how strict the Torah was when it comes to Chametz. Tosfos says that by no other Isser do we find the din of Ba'yiro or Ba'yimotzah. Why over here does the Torah go out of the way, since here the Torah goes out of the way to say that there's an issa bayira bayimotza, is a raya that chametz is a very significant isser, and therefore bedikas chametz is required. In fact, I saw that the Chassam Sofer quotes his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler, that he says that's pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ach b'yom harishin tashbisu s'or b'mevateichem, ki kol ha'oichel chametz v'nichrasa ha'nefesh ha'hi miYisrael miYom harishin ad yom hashvi'i." So, what's the Torah teaching us? The Torah is teaching us tashbisu s'or m'vateichem. Since the Torah is so strict that but since chametz is only usher for 7 days, it's only these 7 days that chametz is usher. The rest of the year, chametz is not usher. Because of that, the Torah, that's why we have to be stricter when it comes to chametz, and therefore we have to do bedikas chametz. Furthermore, Tosfos says that if that were the case, if this is the reason for bedikas chametz, maybe bedikas chametz only has to be done on chametz gomer, because only on chametz gomer does Tosfos say v'chayiv b'ayira b'ayimotza. But what chametz noiksha, for example, which we're going to discuss later in the Masechta, chametz noiksha is food that can never become totally chametz, or chametz b'taruvus, that the halacha is by chametz noitsha and by taruvus chametz, there is no din or by raw by matzah. Tosfos says still we have to do bittel chametz and beer chametz even on chametz noitsha and on taruvus chametz. The Achroinim ask that Tosfos goes out of the way, as we just explained, to teach us why chametz is stricter than all other yisurim. But ask the Achroinim, that isn't the halacha that everything that's osa b'hano has to be burnt or buried? So why is Tosfos saying that chametz is considered stricter? So Rabbi Chanan answers that yes, everything that's osa b'hano must be burnt or buried, but there is no chiyuv b'dika by chametz. On top of the chiyuv that it's osa b'hano, there is also a chiyuv b'dika, and that's what Tosfos is explaining. Why indeed is there a chiyuv b'dika by chametz, which we don't find by other isurim? Another explanation given by Rav Chaim Oizer and Achiezer: by all other isuri hano, yes, they must be discarded; they have to be burnt or buried. But there is no rule that that must be done immediately. There is no isur in holding on to those items. However, when we speak about chametz, the chametz has to be disposed of immediately, even before the zman that it's osa min haTorah, and therefore chametz is stricter. The Chazon Ish gives a different explanation. By all isur hano, even if somebody was mafkir the isur hano, so he has no obligation to burn it or bury it. By chametz, the halacha is that we have a chiyuv to dispose of the chametz, even if you were mafkerit, as we will discuss later in the Masechta. So as we're learning now, there are actually three rules. There's the rule of bedikas chametz, which is the subject of our Mishnah. There's a rule of bittel chametz, which we just mentioned. Tosfos says, we're going to discuss in the Gemara, that besides doing bedikas chametz, one must also do bittel chametz. And then there's a rule of hashbasa, of tashbisu, of discarding, getting rid of the chametz, And that too we will discuss in Mitzvah Shem in the Sugyas in the Gemara, exactly how Tashbisu is fulfilled. So to go back to the beginning of our shiur, Tosfos, as we said, asked a question on Rashi, that how could Rashi say that you need to do Bedikas Chametz? And Rashi seems to say that if you didn't do Bedikas Chametz, you may come to be over the Isser about your raw, about your Matzah. Ask Tosfos that as soon as you did Bittel Chametz, the Bittel Chametz takes away the Chiyuv Daraisa. And therefore, why is Rashi seem to say that without Bedikas Chametz, you will have a problem about your raw, about your Matzah? So the Mefarshim, many of the Rishonim and Achroinim, try to give different explanations in explaining the opinion of Rashi, which have very significant halachic ramifications. The Ran says that indeed, the way to understand Pshat in Rashi is that what Rashi is teaching us is that there are actually two options. There are two ways how one could avoid the Isser Abai Yirah Abai Yimotzah. One is through Bedikas Chametz, and one is through Bittel Chametz. Both of these options are legitimate options in being able to avoid the Isser Abai Yirah Abai Yimotzah. And Rashi is saying that if by doing Bedikas Chametz and making sure that you have no Chametz in your possession, you will avoid the problem by Yirah Abai Yimotzah. And in fact, Ritva goes a step further, because Ritva says that what Rashi is also means to say that the preferred manner of disposing chametz is through bedikas chametz, finding the chametz and destroying it, versus the halacha of versus bittel chametz, because as we're going to discuss, bittel chametz comes with its inherent issues. That's one pshat. Another pshat that the Ran offers, a very interesting pshat, is that the Bittel Chametz was a later takon of Chazal. Later on, Chazal, as our Gemara will teach us, says that everybody should be mevatel the Chametz. But originally, all we had was Bedikas Chametz, actually physically disposing the chametz. So Rashi is explaining that our Mishnah was written before the Takonas Chazal of Bittel Chametz, and that's when the only option available was that you should do Bedikas Chametz. But then the Ran goes into a whole new explanation, and he says that when we speak about Bittel Chametz, we need to be concerned, says the Ran, was not done properly. Because what's the definition of Bittel? The definition of Bittel is that a person has a mind that all of the Chametz that he owns should relinquish ownership. And says the Ran, we need to be concerned that maybe the person did not have the proper intention. And since the person didn't have the proper intention, he won't be mevatel, believe, sholim, with entire intent. And therefore, Chazal required bedika, because the bittel is not adequate, because the bittel may not be a valid bittel. So I saw that the Stipler says that now we could understand the machloikis of Rashi and Tosfos. In other words, according to Rashi, if you didn't do Bedikas Chametz, there's a real concern, says Rashi, the way Tosfos understands Rashi, and now we're saying that that's the way the Ran understands Rashi, that you'll be over by your raw, by your matzah. You did Bittel Chametz. The concern is that the Bittel wasn't done properly. Why is Tosfos not concerned for that? Says the stipler. Because the machloikis of Rashi and Tosfos is how does bittul chametz work? Tosfos learns that bittul chametz is a form of hefker. And we know that if you mafka something, you give up ownership. And since you give up ownership, there is no problem of bal yirah bal yimatzah. Rashi, on the other hand, is of the opinion that bittul chametz is not a form of hefker. Because were bittul chametz to be a form of hefker, then you would have to do bittul chametz the way hefker is done. And we know that hefker has to be done in front of three individuals. And therefore, it's not considered an act of hefker. And since it's not considered an act of hefker, therefore we have to be concerned that the bittul chametz is not a valid bittul, and therefore the only thing that will work is bedikas chametz. And in fact, I saw that the Chazon Ish says that after bittul is done, we know that our minig is that we burn the chametz, or we sell the chametz. If bittul is such a powerful method of avoiding ownership of chametz, why isn't the bittul adequate? Says the Chazon Ish, because with the way we're understanding, the way Ran is explaining Rashi, with the stipler's explanation on top of it, that since bittul is not really such a strong act, it isn't the same high standard like hefker is, and therefore we have to be concerned that the bittul is inadequate by itself. What we have to do is sell the chametz, and if we don't, or burn the chametz, it's not good enough just to separate ourselves from the chametz. And it brings a very nice raya. We're going to learn in the Gemara on Daf Dalet that the halach is chametz shel nochri shehofkar etz Yisrael. If a Jew has in his possession the chametz of a nochri that he's watching, the halacha is that if you make a mechitza in front of that chametz, it's fine. You can keep that chametz in your possession. Says the Chazon Ish, when it's chametz that's yours, even though you did bittul, there's a chashash that you're going to come to eat that chametz. And therefore Chazal were not satisfied with the bittul alone. Chazal said, you have to actually do something more than just bittul. Because as the Ran says, you could always perhaps regret on that bittul. When, however, the chametz is not yours, the chametz shel nochri, there the halacha is that you have that just making a mechitza of front of the chametz is adequate, and therefore says the Chazon Ish that even if you're not going to be in your home on Pesach, so maybe we should suggest that there the bittul chametz should be enough. No, says the Chazon Ish. Even there the halacha is that you have to either burn the chametz or sell the chametz. Because says the Chazon Ish that any chametz that you are owning, we're concerned that the bittul on its own is inadequate. And since we're concerned that the bittul on its own is inadequate, we have to burn it or sell it. The Meiri and the Rashba explains, they say that even if we'll say that bittul is adequate, and we're not concerned that you'll be chayzer on the bittul, or if we learn like Tosfos, that once bittul is done, it's in the same category as hefker, they say a very interesting pshat. They say that although the Gemara says that you have to be mevatel the chametz, they want to say that the Gemara doesn't mean to say that bittul is absolutely necessary. What they say the Gemara means to say is that the bittul is a good piece of advice, very similar to the Ran that we started with. That the Gemara is saying, you know what? Do bittul. And by bittul, you'll save yourself a lot of problems. But that Gemara does not mean to say that bittul is absolutely necessary. And actually, there's a very nice raya to the Stipler's approach that there's a difference between Bittel and Hefker from a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Rish Lakish says this in the Yerushalmi, Hamafker Chemtsoy V'Avalav HaPesach, if somebody was Mafker as Chometz, and then that Chometz, you have it after Pesach, the Halach is Mutter B'Hanal. But says Rish Lakish, Bitloy, if you would just Mevatel the Chometz, V'Avalav HaPesach, Osa B'Hanal. So the question is, why is there a difference regarding Chometz of Shavalav HaPesach if you were Mevatel the Chometz or you were Mafker the Chometz? So if we follow the Stipler's explanation of Rashi, it's beautiful. Because the Stipler says that by Rashi holds that Bittel, by definition, is weaker than Hefker. And therefore, HaMafker Chemtsoy, if somebody was Mafker as Chometz, Vavalava Pesach, so that Chometz is no longer your Chometz. And since it's no longer your Chometz, the Halach is, you wouldn't have a problem of Chometz Shavalava Pesach. On the other hand, Bittel, which is a weaker form, as we said Rashi holds, because Bittel doesn't come with all the strength that Hefker does, therefore, if you were involved with the Chometz, you could still have a problem after Pesach of Chometz Shavalava Pesach.